94.1.
We are back live at the Credit Union iPlex in Swift Current. I'm Sean Mullen. Associate coach of the Broncos, Darren Ebion, is with us after a 3-2 win over the Regina Pats and opening the season in style with all 4 points in the home-and-home season with Regina, our series with Regina, and winning on home ice here in their home opener. Darren, your thoughts on the game?
Just a great hockey game. I thought the first period they came out, you know, they were probably a little bit embarrassed what happened in Regina, and they're no different than we are. You'd have a chip on your shoulder and come in here and want to send a message, and that's what they did in the first period, and they got us on their heels. Our D turned a lot of pucks, and our forwards didn't get many good pucks to them on the walls, and it just made it tough. They just clamped everything off, and you know, we regroup after the first period, and we start playing better. And I thought our second period, we really got some momentum going our way, and we just carried it through the third. And our power play was really good, and, you know, Blackie gets us the game winner. But there was a lot of little things throughout the game, I felt, that you build on as a team, mm-hmm. because we've got a lot of young guys, Johnson and Sanvito moving over to our team. And, you know, so we've got a core group, but we've got some different pieces that came in. And I thought, you know, Honka takes a hard hit there, and Sanvito, who's, you know, obviously a skilled player, goes after Stevenson, and he's a tough customer. So there's little things like that. You know, Zach Mackay's line, just doing a number on the Stevenson line. And I thought within the game there was lots of good things that happened for our hockey club that we can build off of.
Well, talk about that play now since you brought it up. As Honka was hit hard by Dyson Stevenson, Sanvito answers. You like that because you have a guy that's stepping in, not necessarily a guy who's known as a scrapper, steps in to defend his teammate. On the other hand, then you're shorthanded and they score. So yeah. As a coaching staff, do you say, well, we appreciate what he did, but at the same time it hurts you. So what's sort of your, you know, how do you feel in those situations? Is it sort of, we appreciate him doing that and it's up to the guys to step up and kill that penalty, or sort of what's your perspective?
It's hard to argue with a teammate that steps up for another teammate. And you can cut it different ways, but in the end, you know, a guy going to bat for a teammate, there's never anything wrong with that. And it was in the game, you know, in the second period there, where it's not the last 3 minutes of the game where no. It's tied. And, you know, those things, it's early. They bring a team together, and they give you confidence, and they bring you together, and it says, you know what, I'll stick up for you, you stick up for me. And when you get into some deep games, you know everybody's going to be there for everybody, and you know that's, they call that team toughness, and that's what it is.
It's a big picture positive, even if it temporarily puts you in a hole.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go out and, you know, fight everybody for everybody getting hit, but in that situation, you know, he's a big play time player for us, and you know, he took a hard hit, and Sanvito answered the bell, and good for him.
You mentioned Mackay, Lassan, and Johnson, and the way they played, and midway through the game, that Chandler-Stevenson line was really dominating you guys down low and creating momentum for the Pats, deadly on their power play for them. And it seemed like that Mackay, Lassan, Johnson line found an answer for them. And not only that, drew a key power play for you early in the third period and just played some big-time minutes for you. Just talk about their performance today. While they don't get rewarded on the score sheet, they were sure big.
What they contribute to the game is such a huge impact because it gives us so many different options with the other guys. And it's not easy to handle that line wherever you go. That's as good a line as you're going to find in the league. And they did a great job. They did a great job checking. They made good puck plays. They had opportunities. And like you say, they take some penalties on them. And Heather and Honka were in that too. So, you know, that group of five really did a great number and kept them off the board. And it allows better matchups for our more offensive guys, and it just creates so much room for us.
Well, that's, I think, what turned the game, is because then it opens up Graham Black, Colby Cave, and Coda Gordon to play against their second line or their third line, and then all of a sudden they start getting momentum going and the cycle game going, and you guys start building and getting pucks to the net, and in the second half of the second period you could really see that happening.
Yeah, we felt we had quite a few chances in the second period, you know, and he made some stops, and we just kind of were off a little bit on some plays, but it changed the game around, and good for those guys for doing that. They played very gritty, and they also created some opportunities. Just played very intelligent.
Your power play is now 5-for-10 on the season. Talk about the way you guys have been able to come together so quickly, even with a significant change in personnel.
It comes down to your skill level, and players, if they're on a power play, they need to make good decisions with the puck, and they have to move the puck quick. And then it's also about players able to, you know, finish it off when they get a chance. And there's different guys on there. I mean, Coda Gordon is so good everywhere in the game, and you got Blackie who can score, you got Honka who can one time, you got Martin who can score, and he can make great passes, you know. So it's a hard power play to handle, I think, just because when you get that skill level and the puck moving around, it's very tough. And Merck did a good job on there as well. So it's just a kind of a combination of, you know, the D moving it up high, so now they got to take it up high. So now you stretch them out. Now you can bring it back down low and make plays down low, and they just complement each other. And it's been some really good. It's created great chances and made a huge impact in the game.
Well, and another thing, the other special teams unit, Regina scored on both their first two power plays, and didn't seem like you guys had an answer for them initially. And then when they got on the power play in the third period, they had very little opportunity. So what were the adjustments you made there? How did you find a way to contain them after the first two times you had such a hard time?
Well, there was just a couple little detail things that we needed to change, and we talked about. But they're a good, they're similar. They're top three forwards. They're going to get chances. They're good hockey players, and they make plays the same as our guys do. And the biggest thing is you got to play your two-on-ones and those kinds of things, and stick to your position and sticks and all that kind of stuff. And as we went on, we did a little better job of that.
Willie Osaka gets first star honors today with three assists, and he had 3 points against Regina, 6 points in two games, and out there in the final minute for you defending as well. Just talk about what he has brought to the table, has quickly become a fan favorite, certainly.
He's got so many different dynamics to his game that help us. I think there's, you know, the offense is obvious. His skating is so good. And he's got just such an ability to handle the puck and see things up ice. And his one-timer. He's just dangerous so many ways offensively. And defensively, he's learning the game. And because he can skate so well and he's so mobile and he can, you know, pivot and his mobility and his stick's getting better and all those things. He's just a hard player to play on you because he can close down on you so quick, and he is so good with the puck.
All right, thanks a lot, Darren. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
That's Darren Evian, and we've got Graham Black out here. He's going to come in and chat with us. The game-winning goal scored by Graham Black in his first game back from New Jersey Devils camp. Have a seat there, Graham. Put the headset on. Graham, thanks for coming up. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
How did it feel to be back out there?
It's great. Fan support was unbelievable tonight. Great turnout, and hopefully they keep coming.
Talk about the game-winning goal.
It was just a great pass from Gordo, and I kind of expected it too because he's such a good player, and just kind of closed my eyes and shot it.
Well, and you guys came up big in the third period with a couple power play goals. Down 2-1 midway through, and not generating a ton except on that first power or that second power play you had at the end of the first period. What do you think changed the game for you guys? Why was it such a stark difference from the first half to the second?
I don't know. Vito came out and had that fight, and that just meant the world to the team, and got so many guys willing to stick up for each other. It's such a great team we've got in the dressing room this year, and I think you're going to be seeing a lot of that all year, and that really gets the boys motivated to win for each other, and I think that was what started it off. So it was a great job by Vito.
And it also seemed like things changed a little when that Zach MacKay, Tanner Lassan, Andrew Johnson line moved into playing against their top line and freed you guys up a little, and you guys were able to start generating some more offense. So how much of a difference did that make, the way they were able to shut that line down?
Oh, that was huge as well. That's a tough line to play against all night long, and when they stepped up there, they did a great job. They didn't give them anything, and we were able to get some space against one of their weaker lines, so that was just meant the world to our line.
How was it to get back out there? You haven't had a chance to be with the guys for a few weeks, and all of a sudden you're playing in a game where points matter. How did you feel, and did it feel like you got better as the game went on?
I was a little nervous coming out at first. I haven't played with the guys in a couple weeks, so I didn't want to let them down, and I think we threw out the game, we started clicking more, and think it's going to be fun to watch this year.
Well, Cave, yourself, and Gordon seem like a line that can really do a whole bunch of different things. You guys each bring a different dynamic to the table. How do you like that combination so far?
Oh, it's great. I've been waiting to play with Caver for a couple of years now, and I got the opportunity. He's such a treat. He works so hard, and Gordo's just so smart out there. He's always in the right spot, and he's always making those quick little plays, so it's just awesome to have those guys kicking around with you.
Now, since we have you here, just talk about what your experience was like at New Jersey Devil Camp this time.
Oh, it was great. I got on the ice every single day and played with some of the best players in the world, and You learn so much from those guys, and you got to take something away from it, and I think I did, and I want to be able to incorporate that here with the Broncos.
What are some lessons then you take from that experience that you want to build into your game?
Well, they pass the puck so hard, and they're always moving, they're always getting open. Defensively minded, I've worked on my game a lot that way, so I'm not a liability on defense, and I've just picked up just little tricks and places to go from those older guys like Jágr and Eliáš, and watching them is just a treat.
Well, and is it a motivator as well to be around those guys to give you an extra jump start to be like, yeah, I really want to be there. I'm going to put everything into this year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's every kid's dream, but once you get to that next level and you get that step closer, you'll do anything to make it, and hopefully I have a good year and I can work my way up there next year.
So what are some goals for you heading into this overage season?
I want to make a long run in the playoffs and see how far we can take this team.
Your impressions on how this group has come together, because like you said, you're away for a couple weeks. You were here at the beginning, away for a couple weeks. You feel like that chemistry is there, that you guys are pretty, I mean, you mentioned the San Vito fight, pretty tight-knit group, that you guys are going to go to war for each other?
Yeah, everyone is best friends on the team. No one's causing any drama or anything, not like we have in the past, but everyone just is so motivated to win for each other. It's great. It's such a treat to see.
All right. Thanks a lot, Graham. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Graham Black scored the winning goal for the Broncos tonight. A huge victory, 3-2 over the Regina Pats. They sweep the home-and-home series. We'll come back, and we've got our unsung hero and game shifter still to come as well. Crunch of the game and tough guy of the game. The Broncos defeat the Regina Pats 3-2. This is the Weens Agritech postgame show on the Eagle 94.1.
Over here, you have variety, a family meal with something for everyone.